Most cities don't renovate a Civil War fort that never fired a shot. Then again, one can make the case that because this fort never fired a shot, there was a city left to renovate it. Today we visit a place that was defiant on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It was called Fort Defiance. C. David Elliott helped unearth it and bring it back to life.
It was on the Cumberland River at the convergence of the Red River, and it was supposed to protect the city.
That city was Clarksville, Tennessee, a city in the crosshairs of General Ulysses Grant in February of 1862. But Mr. Elliott admits there is a good reason this fort was mostly forgotten.
It never fired a shot. They took forts north of Clarksville and then came across land. We just gave up. So Clarksville was mercifully saved physically because there was, never a shot fired here.
In fact, Northern troops reported the fort was deserted, with a white flag flying over it when they arrived. For most of the rest of the war, it was home to a small group of Union soldiers guarding the city.
They actually did occupy it, but they couldn't leave it to Fort Defiance. That didn't sound right for the North, so during the rest of the Civil War, it had a different name.
That name was Fort Bruce, named for the man overseeing the earthworks. After the war, the place was abandoned and mostly forgotten. Some town residents knew it was there, but time, money, and resources were lacking to bring it back to life.
We had a judge here who actually had bought the property. He gave the property to the city if they would develop it.
Today, 4 acres of the bluff that once served as a home to both Union and Confederate soldiers has been renovated. A visitor center retells the story of a fort that never fired a shot. And because it never fired a shot, it was spared the wrath of Grant's Northern Army. Traveling the countryside in Clarksville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.